Welcome to another episode of the Smiles Ahead podcast, Community Style. We are so happy to have Catherine from Grounded Bloom join us today. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're really excited to hear about some of the stuff. I know that a lot of it can flow from, you know, what you do to the mouth and all this stuff. So maybe we can have some stuff to talk about. But I always like to ask, just introduce yourself, kind of what you do a little bit and where you're coming from.
Sure. So I'm Catherine Ambrosini. I'm a nationally board certified reflexologist. I studied in Salisbury, North Carolina. It's the only accredited school in North Carolina, actually, at this point in time. And there's only about 48 of us in the state. So we're few and far between, but we're kind of like a hidden resource that I think everyone should know about.
Yeah. Cool. So when I was looking at this and looking at you and how accomplished you were, but for our audience and even myself, if I was like, you know, reflexology 101, kind of how you got into it and essentially what we should be looking for seeing a reflexologist.
And that sure. Yeah. Okay. So how I got into it is kind of twofold. So I was finishing up my degree at UNC Charlotte. Mm-hmm. I had to have an emergency surgery and did not feel like I was recovering well. And I had a friend who had been encouraging me to go see her reflexologist, who I ended up studying with. Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, I know you're looking for what you want to do after your bachelor's, and I think you would be really great at this. Mm-hmm. So I went because I was being stubborn. I was like, I don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. So I finally went, and it helped me heal from like 60% all the way back to 100. Mm-hmm. And it was like, okay, this is great. What is this? How do I learn this? How do I help people in this capacity? Mm-hmm. I had been looking at maybe going the more Western medical route, but it wasn't really in alignment with my health journey and what I knew to work for me. Right. So this was a really cool in-between of taking, you know, Western medical science and bridging it with more Eastern principles that really are founded throughout the world. You can find this on any continent, and it dates back in so many different ways. And now we have a new take on it since the 1930s in the U.S. where Eunice Ingham, she was basically a solo woman traveler in the 30s, and she did this for people. And then she had some other people join her, other women as well, and we have kind of our modern Western reflexology now.
Oh, cool. Well, I feel like, too, there's a lot of that is starting to mix in where, you know, with the Western medicine was like, here's a problem, here's a drug for it, here's a pill for it, here's this and that. And then, but this treatment might cause other problems and this, instead of looking at it from like, hey, let's look at it from, you know, I know you connect, you know, the whole body together. And that's what we try to explain with dentistry. It's not just your tooth is connected to your head, which is connected to your neck, which is connected to your heart, your lungs, your legs, you know, all that stuff. So I'm thinking that people are starting to understand that more and starting to look on their outside stuff and just instead of going, you know, primary doctors, obviously important, but looking at other options to help. And I love your personal story going from 60%. So you got somewhat better, but you just didn't know what that 100% was until you knew what it was, right?
Yeah. I knew something was off. Yeah. I knew just like I was not at my best. And I didn't know what it was going to take to get me better, you know, because you can do all the things that they give you. And sometimes you just need a little extra assistance.
Right.
And, you know, reflexology was it for me.
Yeah. Yeah. We find that a lot, too. I love the personal story again with we see when people are always like, hey, why'd you become an orthodontist or a dentist? There's usually that personal story of, well, I went through this. I had this problem and they were able to fix it. Or there was a unique situation where you come in there. So that's always nice to hear that.
I'm so curious now. How did you become an orthodontist?
Well, mine's a little bit more traditional. My dad's an orthodontist.
I saw that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a little bit more. But I did have a lot of orthodontic issues. I was born without two of the front teeth there, though. Okay. Surprisingly, a lot of people are born without. So just navigating that, and they had an impacted canine where they had to go up in the gums and pull it down. So it was a little bit more than routine, just come in and get your braces and your rubber bands for a year and a half. And that on top of being able to go into the practice so many years. I mean, I think I started working there at 15 back in the lab. Nice. Yeah, then I got my driver's license and I got to take all the charts. This is before computers or electric charts. So I got to take all the charts to all the three different offices.
I mean, I remember before electric charts.
Yeah. So got to do all that and then getting up to it. But yeah, so mine's a little bit more traditional, but still had the personal story about it. So I think that's real, real important. Now with reflexology, for the audience and for people out there, if, you know, is there certain, what do you see a lot of where people come in and they're like, I just can't get this fixed. And you're able to be like, oh, we need to take these steps. And kind of what is your specialty inside reflexology, would you say?
Oh, that's a great question. So I love this modality because I get to see an array of things. Mm-hmm. There's not necessarily just one thing.
Right.
I will say it comes in seasons. So, you know, last year I had a lot of pregnant moms, which were fantastic. Got to do some live births, work on women in labor so that they had alternatives to pain relief and found it to be incredibly effective for their contraction pain. I have helped people with, one of my favorite cases was a stroke recovery client.
Oh, cool.
Got his mobility back, his motor function, his neuropathy was gone. He really felt like he had 100% on both sides because with that stroke, you have that midline interference.
Mm-hmm.
So he went from coming to see me in a walker to a cane to nothing at all.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was really great. And very interestingly, I think you'll appreciate this, I had someone come in for TMJ.
Oh, yeah.
And their dentist was telling them to get Botox. Mm-hmm. They wanted an alternative to Botox because it just wasn't, again, in alignment with what they wanted to put in their body.
Right.
I liked your website because you had some very cool ideas as to how to avoid that.
Right.
Give them alternatives too. But yeah, so with facial reflexology, and I think we worked on her feet as well, but she came to see me, I think, twice, and it was completely gone.
That's awesome. So yeah, talking about the TMJ, that's always a big thing because that joint can get out of whack. And when it does, you forget how much you use it. So you're eating all the time, you're talking, and then you're like, oh my gosh, it's driving me crazy. So we try to give tons of, that's why, you know, part of the reason I wanted to talk to you, I knew there was going to be some stuff that could help our patients with stuff like, hey, you don't necessarily have to go the Botox route. Because again, could that work for a short term? Absolutely. Sure. But then you got to go back and get more. It kind of, if you don't want to keep doing that, also has, you know, some muscular stuff where it's you stop using the muscles and it starts changing facial structure. So it's always great to be able to know that. Now, in certain things like that, I'm curious, they come into your office, and I know you mentioned with that lady with the feet, did she come in with a foot problem, or was that part of the whole, like, you're using the whole body to get things
It's aligned? Part of using all of the mappings of the body.
Oh, that's cool.
So with reflexology, what I'm doing is I'm taking anatomical mappings of your whole body from head to toe, shrinking them to miniature scale and applying them to a smaller area. So your hand, for instance, or your foot. So we can get into reflections of the jaw through so many different areas. But reflectively, when we look at the body, we also know that the jaw reflects the hips and the pelvis. So we want to give as much love and attention to, say, the hips for someone who has had a history of trauma, whether that's physical trauma, car accidents, sexual trauma. We can do the work energetically without them necessarily having to tell us what they've been through.
Yeah.
So it's really great for trauma recovery.
That's awesome.
But if we can do twofold, so we address their jaw, we address it actually through the face, and then we address it in other areas as well, you just kind of see this compounding effect, and the client gets a lot from it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it seems like there's not too much to lose in this type of treatment because it's not like you're putting a bunch of stuff in your body that maybe you would want to, or taking a bunch of medications and stuff like that. It's, you know, if it works for you, which sounds like it does a lot, then fantastic. And it could be one of those where, and I don't know if you were there, you kind of felt like something was wrong, but sometimes when you're recovering from something, you don't know what full recovery is. So you think, okay, maybe this is just as good as it gets. This is how I should feel. And then you get something like reflexology and you're like blown away. You see that a lot where people are like, oh, I didn't know. It's kind of like putting on glasses. You don't know until you put the glass on. You're like, oh, this is how I'm supposed to see, you know.
Yeah, I mean, when you live with a state of dysfunction in your body, whether that's cellular, whether that's structural, you get comfortable. Your nervous system likes that. So chemically, it's comfortable in the discomfort.
Yeah.
So when you begin to go through the layers of that healing process, you open up new, you know, new eyes to yourself that you didn't remember that you had or you didn't know that you had.
Right. Right. Well, that's, I think that's probably the most fun part of it. Now, you're doing an initial consult, one of the, our patients are coming in for initial consult with you, or they think they might have issues, or they come in with a chief complaint. You know, what's the first appointment and the first introduction look like for you, just to get an idea of
coming in? Yeah. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. Cause a lot of people, we get that all the time. People are like, what's going to happen the first time I come in? I'm like, okay, here's what it is. And they feel more relaxed to come in.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. So when you come in for your initial consultation, it's going to be up to 30 minutes of us reviewing your health history intake form. And we're just going to have a conversation so that you get to know who I am. You kind of get comfortable in the space. Mm-hmm. And we set a baseline for your health goals. Mm-hmm. And then there's 60 minutes where you're on the table and we're doing the reflexology session. So within how I've structured this at my office, and I've been doing this for over 5 years now, and I've tried a few different things, but it seems to be really effective to a lot about 30 minutes per area. Mm-hmm. And we can go over or we can do under depending on what your body's asking for. Mm-hmm. But for that initial session, that hour allows us to work on two areas really effectively.
Yeah.
And then you kind of just had this baseline result. So my follow-ups are 30, 60, or 90 minutes. Mm-hmm. 90 minutes is kind of like the creme de la creme.
We need a lot of work. Right?
Yeah. You know, not even just we need a lot of work, but you want the most optimal relaxation.
Gotcha.
Because a lot of people use this for stress relief. So 60 minutes is a nice balance of the options. Mm-hmm. 30 minutes is great, but that's when we know exactly what we need to work on. It's very pinpointed and we can get to it quickly, and it allots for your budget and your schedule.
Okay.
The 90 minutes is fantastic, but that's kind of like, all right, we want to do the biggest bang for our buck, but also we have enough time and attention to work on everything today. So that kind of just gives you a balance for your first session, and then you can come in and decide what you want to do from there.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Now, I do have to ask, because we get asked this a lot, you know, being part of the dental world and orthodontist, people are always still skeptical of us, even though we don't have any shots in our office, all this stuff. When you say we work on a section, what should people expect in terms of just feeling? Is it more like a massage feeling? Is it more of a, like, we're going to hit some pain points to see where you are? Like, talk a little bit about that.
You have good questions. Thank you for this. So pain is not gain in this work.
Okay.
There is, I think, a lot of old school, outdated thoughts in reflexology about pain. Mm-hmm. So if you go to someone who's trained maybe classically with Chinese reflexology and those schools of thought, they may hurt you.
Okay.
But they're also potentially going to work out of the scope of practice, which is allowed within the state and within the U.S., So in the U.S., our national standard is that you are not allowed to use tools.
Okay.
So if anyone pulls out a stick or, you know, they really dig into you, just say, thank you so much for your time. Please stop.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe come and find me.
Someone
who's nationally board certified. This is gentle work.
Yeah.
This looks like really just gentle palpations along the skin. Mm-hmm. I'm not, you know, lifting up and connecting back down. It's smooth, fluid movement. It looks like massage, but it's completely different. So much respect to my massage therapist.
Right.
And friends, I love you all. You're great. But this is totally different.
It's a different thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But now, would you expect kind of the same, not the same feeling, but an immediate relaxation when you leave there? Kind of like a, I wouldn't call it a natural high-ish, or is this something where you come back and then each time you're like, okay, I'm starting to feel a little bit better? Or is this, you know, I go into your office for that 90 minute, you know, session, and I kind of walk out like, okay, like I saw immediate results? Or is this something people need to expect to build up?
So immediate results.
Okay,
absolutely.
Awesome.
This first and foremost is going to naturally lower your blood pressure. It's going to oxygenate your cells. It's going to calm your nervous system. So stress relief is immediate and you can feel it instantaneously. A lot of people feel it before they get off the table.
Oh, awesome.
Many, many people fall asleep.
Okay.
Yeah. And they wake up like,
that would probably be me.
Oh. They will say that they feel like they're floating.
Yeah.
That they're naturally high, like
you
said.
Yeah.
It's a great release of, you know, all the different chemicals in your body that give you the feel good feelings.
And I would think with all the stress out there now, people don't even know they're stressed sometimes. Yeah. They're holding a lot in. And then they, like you said, they fall asleep and they're like, oh my God, this is how I'm supposed to feel. Yeah. Well, good. Well, learns like I know I learned a lot. I just wanted people to get familiar with you, the process. Remember, guys, it's like us. We don't hurt you. So we can't promise immediate results, but, you know, that's awesome. But tell the audience a little bit how they can find you, sure. How to get in touch and that type of thing.
Awesome. So you can find me on pretty much, well, Instagram for sure.
Yeah.
Instagram, Facebook under Grounded Bloom Reflexology. My website is groundedbloom.com. And I also operate out of Ivy Integrative. So it's mm-hmm. a great naturopathic integrative clinic here in Southend. Mm-hmm. And we have 20 practitioners. So, you know, there's a little bit for everybody. But yeah. You can find me there as well on cool. ivyintegrative.com, you know, and yeah. Just reach out.
Cool. Well, we'll put all this in the show notes, too, and we'll get that out yes. to our audience so they can find you. But thank you so much, Catherine, for coming on. And we enjoyed learning a little bit about reflexology.
Awesome. Thank you so much.